kind of build off the win from last week and kind of take it into this week in terms of how you guys were able to prepare?
I think building on the preparation, but last week was its own week, and it just as this week is. So preparation needs to improve, and we need to get that much better going into this weekend.
Jake, how much did getting a win lift this team when it maybe needed it?
Yeah, it was a big game for us. I think everybody knows that, and to come out and win, and you know, it wasn't pretty, but there was a lot of ups and downs. We faced a lot of adversity through the game, and I think it showed a lot about this team's character.
As you go into a new week now, can that carry over and help you guys?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously better than being on the other end of it. So you can hopefully take a little bit of that momentum. But like I said, it's a different week and it's a different opponent, and you got to prepare that way.
Do you sense some of the weight sort of being lifted off the shoulders and guys being a little looser?
No. Like I said, it was 1 week and it's over now. It's great. We got to win in the win column, but it's winning that game isn't. They're not going to give us 7 extra points going into this weekend's game. So,
Jake. There's been so much talk about the run game, but in protection, there's only been the 2 sacks given up this year, and none the last 2 games. How is it from your perspective, being back there, and the confidence you're getting with the protection they're giving you?
Yeah, the guys. I've said it all along. That's been a strength of this team for a long time now, and it continues to be. Those guys are professionals. They come out every weekend and play really good football games, and you know, it's a constant as far as I'm concerned on this team.
Clearly a couple of designed runs for you though in the game plan the last couple of weeks. How much do you like those? How effective do you think they can be?
I think that we mix them in and use them very effectively. I think it's something that just another thing for them to have to prepare for, get ready for, I think it's been a beneficial for us.
What coaches told you about running? I mean, do they encourage you to run more, or just kind of?
I think we've last couple of weeks been able to have some big plays when plays have broken down, and that's kind of the goal, just to make them conscious of it, not be looking to do it too early and passing up routes in the pass game, but don't try and take it out of my game either.
How did you like starting with 5 passes in a row and wind up with 42 passes? Is that you enjoy that kind of game?
Yeah, I thought it was things that we were really comfortable with, confident in, and we went out and executed them really well, so I really enjoyed it.
What do you think you've done so well in pre-snap situations this season, and what did you do on the 2 touchdowns the other day, pre-snap-wise?
Just had an opportunity, kind of try and recognize what's going on the defensive side of the ball, and we had guys make plays, really. It wasn't a whole lot of me. It was a whole lot of a couple other guys. So.
More of the hard count this past week than you had in the first?
Yeah, they had obviously a good defensive front, and we were trying to slow them down a little bit, help the offensive line, and we were able to actually gain some, pick up some yards offensively off of it as well in some key situations.
How much did you have to practice that kind of thing?
Yeah, we do all the time. It's something that we always practice, and we try and switch the snap count up as much as we can just to give ourselves an advantage, especially at home.
Jake, what about the Texans defense impresses you? What we kind of focusing on?
They're talented. They're they execute really well. They communicate really well, and they play great team defense. They rally the ball. They play hard. They play fast. They play physical, and I think that's why they sit where they do statistically in the league right now.
J.J. Watt, somebody you kind of have to be aware of before snap. Taking the snap, starting each play.
Yeah, you know where generally where he's going to be, but he's a difference maker, and he's a guy that we're going to have to make sure we cover up all day and play our best game against.
How much are you hoping Kenny and Jerry are going to be back out there on Sunday, and you get a feel whether you'll have them?
It's early in the week still. I think that you guys know as well as we do, they're 2 of our biggest playmakers, so you hope you have them out there every weekend.
Craig Stevens, a guy who's generally guarded as a blocker first. How important that he was able to work himself in with the pass game there?
Yeah, we hear that a lot, that Craig's a blocker first, but he seems to make big play after big play in the passing game. So we've always looked at him as a tight end that can be both a weapon in the passing game and the running game, and I think that we've been able to use him effectively that way.
You've seen Nate's catch a couple more times, I guess, on replay since Sunday. I mean, what would you think about that? Have you ever had a guy make a catch like that?
It's one of the most amazing catches I've seen. Just an unbelievable individual effort, and then to be able to score, it was awesome. It was a great catch.
Was that ball actually underthrown a little bit?
No, I just didn't. I wanted it a little bit further outside. I left it a little too far inside.
Does that kind of a play give you confidence to see a tight coverage? But let me try it, because he can might make a play?
Yeah, you know, it's a guy that I have confidence in. I like the matchup, and he went out and you know, you guys saw the result, went out and made a great play.
But
so
for the future, for other guys, for him, other guys, does that sort of thing free up a little bit more?
Yeah, just go play fast, you know, make plays when you get the opportunity to, and I think Nate's done a great job of that.
Jake, what we saw from Cook and Nate, all the wide receivers last Sunday, is it a product of yet another week under your belt with them, getting more and more comfortable, or was it just the defense you were going to get?
I think it's a combination of you know, we had a great week of practice, I thought, first and foremost. We had a lot of guys healthy, feeling really good, and we went out and executed really well. We were on the same page. We played with confidence, and I think that's kind of how we got to the result that we did last weekend.
Are the Texans the best team that you all have faced yet, even in this tough month to the season?
Every team in the NFL is good. So, you know, you don't have – there's not one week where you can be like, oh, phew, you know, we got these guys this week. It's NFL for a reason. It's the best players in the world. So you're never going to come up against an opponent where you get to take a week off.
Their defense, do they blitz a lot? Do they stay in base?
They mix it up. Like I said, they don't try and do a whole lot, but what they do, they're really good at. So they try and get one-on-ones where they can, and you know, challenge you to beat them. And they've done a great job thus far.
First division road start for you. What are your thoughts on that, Jake?
I'm excited about it. You know, it's again, it's no different than any other game. You just got to approach it the same way and. Be as prepared as possible, go out, have fun, and enjoy the game of football.
I think if the regular refs return soon, that corners are going to be less aggressive upon their return?
I'm not sure. You know, I'd imagine they continue to play the same way they are until maybe a few flags were called on them.
Do you monitor the ref situation? They've been talking since yesterday, and there's hope and talk that maybe they're close to getting a deal, maybe by this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you guys, the same position that you guys are, just kind of waiting and seeing. I'm not in those meetings, not a part of them, so I'm pretty sure that all the news outlets will cover it when it does happen, so we'll find out one way or another.
Hope
they
to see him back.
You to one of those meetings, would you attend?
I don't know. We got some important business here, so.
People briefed you on the importance of winning in Mr. Adams' backyard?
Yeah, it's been stressed since we got here. So, but again, you know, that you can't go in and play any differently, approach the game any differently for that reason.
You say it has been stressed since you got here?
Well, it's just, you know, you know the history. We had the history up in the halls. You know, you understand the history of this team and, you know, where we had began. So that used to be where this team was their home city. So, you know, you understand that importance.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.